Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Bologna, Italy at Cersei, third day of the show, and I'm with Abby Keston, an interior designer with Rockwell Group. Abby, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
You're part of this delegation that I've been traveling with for the last 3 days, and you're an interior designer with a major international firm. Before we get into some questions I'd love to ask you, let's talk a little bit about your background. You've been at Rockwell for about a year and a half, and you spent 3 years before that at Studios Architecture in New York. I'm thinking, are you from New York originally?
I am from New York originally. I grew up just outside of the city in Westchester.
And you went to Cornell University. What drove you to go to Cornell?
I went to Cornell because their interior design program is really focused on human behavior and how humans interact with their environment. And that was what drew me to design in the first place, was really how spaces affected people and how you could apply something to a space that would have a positive emotional effect on somebody.
Very interesting. Tell my listeners a little bit about Rockwell, if you would.
So, like you said, Rockwell is an international design firm. We're about 250 people between a New York office, and we also have an office in Madrid. What we're most well known for is probably hospitality, but we also do a lot of work in the theater industry with set designs and some production as well. So you can always see that sort of theatrical element in the spaces that we do, and we really try and make sure that every space we create is a memorable experience for the users.
And in the year and a half that you've been there, have you been focused mostly in the hospitality sector?
I've been doing a mix of hospitality, and I also completed an office space as well for a client. But this client came to Rockwell because they really didn't want the standard corporate office feel. They really wanted it to feel more like a hospitality environment for their clients.
And how does it do you think that you've been invited to be part of this group?
I think that as a designer at Rockwell, we're really on the forefront of specifying materials, so it was important to have somebody like me in my role here to see all of the new materials coming out of Italy.
One of the reasons I selected you for this interview, there's several architects here, but you're actually one of the few that has that interior design title, because we actually have some structural building designers here. And I know you've been mixing it up with this crowd for a few days, so you're one of the few that actually focuses on interiors, right?
Yes, that's true, especially in the commercial sense. There are a lot of interior designers here that do single-family homes, but among the commercial designers, it's a lot more large educational or other commercial types of facilities.
So they've been wearing us out and dragging us all through this huge show for 3 days. What are some of your key observations and takeaways?
Well, we've seen a lot of advances in the printing technology in the tile, and also the tile slab sizes have really gotten to be enormous. It kind of felt like each day we were seeing a bigger and thinner tile at the next place. And the printing technology has gotten pretty good, so that the quality of the imitation marbles is getting to be much more believable than maybe it was in the last 3 years.
Actually, the hotel you're staying in, it looks like it's just been redone, and it's got a beautiful modern lobby, and I'm thinking that the whole floor down here is imitation marble, aren't you?
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. I think that it's a good cost-effective solution for hotel lobbies as well, and it'll put up with all the wear and tear of luggage and guests and inclement weather and all that type of stuff, so especially being in Bologna and supporting their local economy, I imagine that this is a porcelain tile for sure.
So back to the show a minute. Are there some looks, aesthetics that caught your eye that deserve mention here?
I think that something that a lot of people were doing that was interesting, to me at least, was two things. One was creating tiles that create something like, for example, a penny round tile that has a very easy install. So it wasn't on a mesh back. It was actually a tile that you would apply like a standard 12 by 24 tile and then grout over so that you don't get grout lines and it's an easy install for installers, because that's definitely something that we have to think about in the U.S. is we don't necessarily have the same craftsmen that you have in Italy installing on commercial products. So those were very interesting, and there were also some companies that were playing a lot with using new textures and trying to incorporate the look of fabrics into the tiles in addition to stone. So just kind of seeing where people are pushing the envelope with the printing technology.
And so you being a designer, this just kind of broadens your scope of what's potentially out there, right?
Yeah, definitely. Really seeing the capabilities of porcelain tile and how they're not also flat, and really just seeing the breadth of options that you have if you are having to specify, you know, a faux wood flooring or a faux marble or something like that.
Are you working on any projects now where you saw something here that you might come back and put this to almost immediate use?
Yeah, we're finding with our hospitality clients in general, they love the look of marble, but we work in New York, so a lot of those lobbies are hit with lots of salt and other kinds of things in the winter, so the clients are kind of pushing more and more towards more durable materials. So if you can get a durable material that still gives that high-end luxury feel like some of these products do, I definitely took a lot of pictures to bring home.
You know, we probably went into over 100 spaces, and didn't you have to wonder if some of these products were available for specification in the U.S.?
Yeah, and at almost every space they were available in the U.S., and that was what was kind of amazing, was because some of the distributors they mentioned are people that we work with, but what was interesting was when I asked them for faux Carrara marble, I normally only get one option back, and now I know that they actually probably represent 25 different options, so it's good to know that now after being here.
Do you think when you come back to New York that the Rockwell Group will have you give a little presentation to the other interior designers?
Yeah, definitely. I'll put together a presentation about some of the highlights and some of the new technologies that we saw and the advances with the printing. And because sometimes when you get a small sample, you can't really get the feel of what that large tile looks like on the wall. So having someone that's been here and seen so many large tiles and kind of started to believe them more and more, I think will be good for the other designers to see.
So it's a pretty smart program for them to, I mean, this was an all-expense-paid trip to Italy, which was nice for you, but you come back, and now you have so much more knowledge that can be shared within your firm, which is, like you said, a global firm.
Yes, I expect to get a lot of emails from people now asking if I know who might make a porcelain tile. And something else that I wasn't even expecting to find was a lot of times our clients want to do hand-painted ceramic tiles for a bar backsplash or something like that, and sometimes that can be cost prohibitive. So I saw a couple of porcelain tiles that were printed to look more like, you know, a Grecian tile or something like that, which if it was in the back of a bar, you probably wouldn't be able to tell the difference. So those will definitely be things that I'm sharing with the rest of the team.
All right, Abby, well, it's great to visit with you again. I've been talking to Abby Keston, who is an interior designer with the Rockwell Group based in New York, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaLA.net.